We're thinking about this question this morning: what does it mean to believe the Bible? If you were asked, for example, on a national radio to give your position on a controversial topic, say on homosexuality, what would you say? I was listening a little while ago. A pastor faced that sort of question. And before I tell you what he said, we should remember that in one sense that is a very tough question to be asked these days, because the tide of public opinion is running against those who believe that the Bible is the Word of God. So if a Christian speaks out on a matter of sexual ethics, for example, that Christian is likely to face certain challenges. And if you were to speak out, you might face certain challenges too. We may be opposed. We may be branded as a bigot. We may be misunderstood even by other Christians, because times have changed even in the evangelical church. And many people are pressing us to stop calling, for example, homosexual practice sinful, and to admit practicing homosexuals into church membership. So how do you keep speaking the truth in love, but to a generation that denies the very idea of truth? Well, the pastor who answered the question, this is what he said. He was asked to give his opinion, and he answered the question, "I'm not called to give my opinion," he said. "I'm called as a pastor and a preacher to explain what the Bible says." And then when he expanded on that a little further, he said, "I think that sex between two people of the same sex is condemned in the Bible. And as long as it is condemned in the Bible, I get to say what the Bible says." So he was handling a very difficult topic and a very difficult question. But I think he handled it in a way that was helpful, that the preacher wasn't called to give his opinion. He was called to say, "What does the Bible say about this?" I think those are very good words for us to think about and ponder this morning, for a preacher or for a Christian. We don't get to say just what we think. We get to say, "What does the Bible say about this?" And of course, that has a big effect on the authority of what a preacher says or what a Christian says. We're not giving our opinions on this, that, and the other. We are giving to people, when they ask us a question like the question this man was asked, we're responding, "What does the Bible say?" I think one of the reasons God has blessed the preaching of Billy Graham so much down through the years is he keeps saying as a preacher, "The Bible says, the Bible says, the Bible says." Of course, what the Bible says is important. If you were to put it in a theological question, it would be something like this: "Do you believe that all the scriptures of the Old and New Testament are verbally inspired of God? And are they the supreme and final authority for your life and faith?" And as statements of faith go, statements of faith that take up those sorts of terms are very common. But to think about the Bible as the final, the supreme authority in your life and for your faith, that's something that some time ago everyone might have taken as an evangelical for granted, but that's not the case now. In a world where there are lots of competing truth claims, for the Christian to say the Bible is the supreme authority for my life and for my faith, it's the final court of appeal, if you like, is not a small issue. The evangelical church, as we know today, was born out of a controversy that started over 100 years ago now, when every mainline denomination in the UK was being torn apart by a struggle, those who believed in the authority of the Bible and those who did not. And if you read the history books, you will find that in the mainline denominations, over years, those who did not accept the final authority of the Bible won many battles, which has caused the massive decline and loss of authority in biblical preaching in many of the mainline denominations. Because slowly and surely, those who did not accept the authority of the Bible pushed those who did believe in the authority of the Bible to one side. Now, there's a big issue at stake. Is the Bible the Word of God? Will we train preachers who believe that the Bible is the Word of God? And although there were other issues, creation and evolution, for example, but even those other issues, really, this central question of the place of the Bible, is the Bible the Word of God? Are the first 11 chapters of Genesis true? Those who didn't accept the final authority of the Bible, when they were asked, do you believe the first 11 chapters of Genesis are true? They answered no. The evangelicals answered yes. This was a good question to ask and to think about again this morning. Do we really believe the Bible? Our spiritual forefathers had no problem answering yes to that question. Mary Jones, when she walked those 26 miles to Thomas Charles in Barla in North Wales, would have asked him, do you really believe the Bible? He would have looked at her strangely because it would have been an odd question to ask. Every minister would have answered in those days virtually, of course, yes, I believe the Bible. But 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 will help us as we think about that question again this morning. What does it mean to really believe the Bible? Look at verse 13, for example, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Paul writes to the Thessalonians, for this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God,